Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 8. Hey guys, this is the Nard, bringing you episode 8. Yep, we're on episode 8 and still kicking. It has been a rough week for so many people lately. I know so much change happening, so much loss. But what's good about it is everyone I know prevailed. There's a Hollywood story for you. But I'm glad everyone is having fun. I heard the Aloha Bears in Hawaii had a great run. I think it's their first bear run ever. About 100 bears went, I think, yeah. That must be nice. No, great location. Great eye candy. Nice. I'd like to go to the beaches of Hawaii. But for now, South Padre Island will do. I'll be on the side of on that side of Texas on the 23rd. I'll be bringing my recording equipment there so I can podcast there. So watch out for that. I'm sure it's going to be a fun, intimate weekend. Well, traveling makes me think about gas prices lately. Here in Houston, it's now about $3 per gallon, but I think it's going down so far, I think. I wonder how much it is in the West Coast. I can't imagine myself driving an SUV right now. Or how about a Hummer? How much does it cost on fuel for a Hummer? 10 miles to the gallon, is it? Or is it 10 gallons per mile? I don't know, but I do know it eats a lot of fuel. I think it's just ridiculous, you know? It's just my opinion. In the far future, I would consider a hybrid SUV. Yeah, I go for that, yeah. So, now what's my solution to this gas problem? Carpooling. Yes, that's the only thing I can do for now. So I'll be carpooling with my coworker. Well, last Wednesday morning I carpooled. And on the way, we were listening to a 96.5. They were interviewing a guy who owned a website for married men looking for girls. Well, it's straight married men. It looks like there's a real market for that. So, it's an online service with a monthly fee. He's saying that men are going to cheat on their wives anyway. Might as well give them the tool to do it. That really enraged a lot of listeners. The radio announcers were, getting all these phone calls lined up. One woman got through and she was, like, screaming at the guy, saying how evil the guy was. Like he was compared to the snake who caused Eve to eat the fruit of life. She was getting religious and stuff, you know. There were many callers who are against the site, except for one woman. She was saying that the guy is simply doing his business. He found a market for it, so he provided the service. I believe there's about 3,000 subscribers right now. So why did he bring this up? It's because this led me to think about gay guys. So, what about in the gay world? Bears or twinks? Lipstick lesbians or butch dykes? Truckers or trannies? I'm very sure that there's a lot of homosexuals who have online lives. Look at what I've been featuring for the past episodes. Bear 411 profiles. Bear WWW profiles. Live journal entries for, you know, bear guys. Men seeking men for play or for friendship or a possible LTR. That sounded like a Bear 411 profile right there. But seriously, my opinion on this matter is that us gay guys are far more open-minded than most straight people. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not equating open-mindedness with promiscuity, okay? I'm simply stating what I observe. Let's look at bear profiles. There alone, you can see a lot of different kinds of people who have their own style of living their lives. There's the single guy who I mentioned before, who would just like to play around, not looking for boyfriends, just out there to have fun. There's also the one who has a boyfriend or a partner. There are different cases under this tandem. They either are monogamous or open relationships. Monogamous is monogamous, okay? They just want to meet people who have to have friends, or not. They just stay locked up somewhere. Some would put a leash on their boyfriend's neck or on themselves, by choice or not. That happens, I know. But how about those who have partners or boyfriends and they have open relationships? This is where it gets interesting, right, guys? There are couples who would only play if the other person is involved. They would even go in an orgy as long as they play together. Well, there are those who play separately. They let each other know who they were out with, you know, just being honest with each other. There are those who have the don't ask, don't tell agreement. I don't make any judgments whatsoever because people make choices. And if they are happy with their decisions, party on. Just as long as you don't hurt anyone in the process. I remember a few years ago, I was at a pool party. A friend of mine was giving another guy a blowjob. While the guy was at the verge of coming, my friend's boyfriend came over. So my friend says, "Hey, by the way, I want you to meet my boyfriend." Down goes the flagpole. I was going through MSNBC news today and I ran into an article about Richard Hatch. You know, the gay guy, the gay contestant in Survivor a few years back. He's been a bad bear. Title of the article is Survivor, Hatch indicted for failing to pay taxes. Providence, Rhode Island. Richard Hatch, who won $1 million on the first season of the reality show Survivor, was indicted Thursday for failing to pay taxes on his winnings from the CBS show. Hatch faces 10 charges, including tax evasion, filing a false tax return, wire fraud, bank fraud, and mail fraud. U.S. Attorney Robert Clark Corrente said Hatch, 44, did not pay taxes on his Survivor prize, income from a radio show, and rental income. The Newport resident also allegedly used donations to his charity, Horizon Bound. Used it to cover personal expenses. Now, that's really sad. Okay, why am I even bothering with this guy? Well, he is a good-looking bear, in my opinion. He was even walking around the island in the nude. Plus, he's a millionaire. Well, for me, it all boils down to the person. Even if he's the most gorgeous guy in the world, if he steals, and then he's out of my to-do list. And using donations for personal use, for personal expenses, that's a bad bear in my book. As I read through the article, he could be facing 75 years in prison. Now, I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. Well, he might like it there. I don't know. It's like Survivor meets Oz. Now, that's a whole new reality TV show for you.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do you work out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, we have a bear from Somerville, Massachusetts. Okay. Let me see. His name is, his user ID is Meaty Bear, M-E-A-T-Y Bear. That's in livejournal.com/users/Meaty Bear. His bio. Half Greek-Italian, 31-year-old Boston Bear. I'm about 5'8", 285 pounds or so. Brown hair and eyes. I work in marketing for a variety of non-profit clients at an agency outside Boston. I like architecture, interior design, movies, coffee, restaurants, good cocktails, and spending time with friends. Some of my favorite shows are The Amazing Race, Arrested Development, Lost, Desperate Housewives, and anything on the Fine Living or Food Network. I'm currently dating the most gorgeous, intelligent, witty, and attentive man in the world who happens to make me really happy. And by really happy, I mean super duper freaking happy. Wow. He must be happy. Okay, guys, before I give you the link or I tell you where to go, do not look at this at work. Okay, because it involves butt unity. But nudity. But unity. Okay. All right. Now that you've been warned, I hope you do this at home or somewhere. Anyway, okay. Assuming that you are at home right now and in your own private computer, go to livejournal.com/users/meatybear and go to his September 8th post. My boyfriend forgot his chubby hair. Here they're referring to the chubby drink, the chubby grape juice drink. It comes in small bottles that you can buy at Kroger's. And yeah, it's pretty funny. If you look at this picture, here's him drinking chubby. And then later on, I think his friend is shoving up a chubby up his ass. You guys should look at this. It's very funny. As you can see, there are about 100, more than 100 comments on this one. So many people. Well, mostly Meaty Bear commenting too. But yeah, there are so many people reading this. So I'm telling you guys about this so you could check it out also. So again, this is the profile is Meaty Bear in Live Journal. Okay, so that ends our show for today. Thank you for listening to episode 8. Before I go, I would like to read an email first. Well, it's actually a live journal post from Bear Seattle. He said, wow, up to 7 already? Good work. Well, he's referring to my episode 7 when he replied to that. Well, a friend of ours told us about episode 2 a few weeks back. I love your reading of the post. We all laughed our ass off and Wes about shit himself. That was the post where Big Bubba Bear was writing Wes Bronco style. That was episode 2, yeah. Anyway, I believe Bear Seattle's name is JD. Well, JD, I'll keep working and working on episodes. So stay tuned. By the way, guys, check out Bear Seattle's live journal post last September 8th. There's an awesome pic there with two other bears in it. Woof. Okay, how about Klondike Bear? He's from Canada. I hope you had a good time in Seattle. And happy birthday. I hope you had a good one. And Tigger, the pic you sent me is compressed with Stuff It or something, so I couldn't extract it to see your pic. So kindly resend it in JPEG format. So that wraps the show. Okay, guys, email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, or you can leave me a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. I'd like to hear from you. I want to know what you think about the show. Any suggestions, comments, reactions, positive or negative? And if you leave a voice message, I will play it in the show. Okay? So, guys, have a good day, and many wolves, and many hugs.